don't think a third party can win for a lot of reasons. But what we say, our conclusion in the book is there's just two things we'll tell you about a third party. One is it won't win the next election. And two, if it's led by a Bloomberg, it'll have more impact on the next president than the person who does win. Because let's remember what Ross Perot won almost 20% of the vote. You know, at one point he had 40% of the polls, and he was nuts. He thought little black he thought little black helicopters were chasing him. Imagine that Michael Bloomberg runs. He doesn't need a dime from anybody. He takes as his economic plan Simpson Bowles. He attaches onto it, you know, a carbon tax, you know, to raise money for government research. Whatever, you know, you could imagine what the agenda is. I tell you, Walter, he'll get more than Perot's 18.9% of the vote. And I think it would really shake up the system. And this system needs shaking up. We are trapped, I think, in a corrupt duopoly. And basically, you know, I'll tell you this. The one thing about the internet and the hyper-connected world, it has flattened every hierarchy in the world, from the New York Times, okay, to banking industry. It's flattened every hierarchy in the world except the two-party system. Correct. And that will not remain. Yeah. That is a prediction that I will make. I think this is going to be a radical election unless, in my view, and this would be my first choice, unless Barack Obama becomes the third-party candidate.
You know, it takes us back to Lincoln, who, when the Whigs and the Democrat-Republican Party were corrupt back then, you get a movement that eventually changes things. Let me open it up since...